Hello and happy Tuesday, November 9th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Drake on Monday night broke his silence about the deadly incident on Friday at the Astroworld Festival in Houston. "I've spent the last few days trying to wrap my mind around this devastating tragedy," he wrote in a message on Instagram. "I hate resorting to this platform to express an emotion as delicate as grief, but this is where I find myself. My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives and for anyone who is suffering." The Canadian rapper was a surprise guest during Travis Scott's set at the festival. 8 people died and hundreds of others were injured in a crush of fans. Hours after appearing on stage with Scott, Drake shared a set of photos from the festival on Instagram. He deleted the post on Monday night. Drake came under fire on social media for not addressing the incident publicly like Scott did on Saturday. In his message, Drake, who is named as a defendant in at least one lawsuit stemming from the tragedy, promised he will be of service in any way I can. Former NSYNC singer Lance Bass has discovered he is related to Britney Spears. "I feel like she's my little sister," the 42-year-old said during an episode of Ancestry's Two Lies and a Leaf, "and this whole time she's been my little cousin." The genealogy company determined that Bass and Spears are 6 cousins once removed. Bass said the connection makes sense because they were born an hour away from each other, he in Mississippi and she in Louisiana. "For some reason, I always felt like we looked like family when we were kids," said Bass. "This means so much to me. She's like family to me. So the fact that we're blood related is amazing." Bass and Spears have known each other since the heights of their pop stardom in the 90s. In 2019, he said on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen that he came out to Spears on the night of her 2004 wedding to Jason Alexander. Earlier this year, Bass admitted on the Heather Bros World podcast that "we've been kept away from each other for quite a while. Now, Bass knows Spears' family. Look, I always wanted to be related to the Queen," he told Ancestry, "but now I'm related to the Queen of Pop." It's a dream come true for many as BTS and Megan Thee Stallion will perform their Butter remix for the first time on the American Music Awards later this month. The remix was held up by the rap star's label, but she won the right to release it in August. "You don't understand how excited I am," Megan tweeted at the time. The two acts are part of the first batch of performers on the show, which airs November 21st on CTV. Also taking the stage will be Olivia Rodrigo and Bad Bunny. All up for AMAs, with Rodrigo leading the way with 7 nominations. Bad Bunny, who performed with J Balvin and Cardi B on the AMAs in 2018, will give the premiere performance of Lo Siento BB. The AMAs will be hosted by Cardi B. Canada will be repped by nominees The Weeknd, Drake, Justin Bieber, and Daniel Caesar. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.